Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints with me, Atar, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Rouhani and Shaykh Noor Muhammad. Shaykh Noor Muhammad, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the life account and the biography of one of the greatest companions of the infallible Imams, Abdul Azim al-Hassani, also known as Shah Abdul Azim or Sayyid al-Karim. He was among the Hassani Sadat, whose lineage gets back to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. He was a companion to Imam al-Raza alayhi salam and Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam too. Okay. Shaykh Noor Muhammad, let's start with you, a brother. He's buried in the holy city of Ray, now in present Iran, Tehran, a thousand part of Tehran. And so many visitors pay visit to this holy shrine. And one of the most populated holy shrines of the uninfallibles, who is visited by the Shias from all across the world. So give us some details about the biography of Abdul Azim al-Hassani. Who was he exactly?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you mentioned, he was one of the greatest companions of Imam al-Rida alayhi salam, Imam al-Jawad, and Imam al-Hadi. And in one interesting narration, he offered his faith and his belief system to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salatu wa salam. He wanted to say that he wanted to receive the approval of Imam al-Hadi for his faith and for his belief system. It is very interesting that Imam al-Hadi actually approved of his belief. And that's it is very important to, you know, before Imam al-Ma'asum, an infallible Imam, to offer and to present your faith and your belief system, and Imam approve it. It is very, very important.
The details of your faith to the Imam of your time.
Exactly.
That's right.
And one point, I actually personally believe in that. It was very significant, you know, factor for Islamic preaching.
All right.
You know, wherever he was going, he was preaching Islamic belief system, Islamic laws, and actually he was a very successful Islamic preacher. And maybe part of the reason that Imam al-Hadi, according to some narrations, historical narrations, and, you know, record, he sent him to go to Ray, from Samarra to Ray, he was that to establish kind of Islamic center there. All right. You know, to attract the attention of the people. And actually, according to some narrations, part of the philosophy that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said he equated his visiting his grave to the grave of Imam al-Hussein is what that, to attract the attention of people towards him and actually to have and to form kind of Islamic center in Ray.
That's right.
You know?
Okay.
And it is very important, especially in that time, that it was in a time of the cruel regimes, under that harsh circumstances, to have the kind of Islamic preaching, to try to make the Islamic center and to maintain the Shia belief there. In that time, it was very important, actually.
That's right. We know that he was chased after Shaykh Rouhani by the Abbasid kings on that time. That was not good timing, in fact, for the Shias. And the Shia Imams and the followers, they were under control, under surveillance and persecution, we can say, by the Abbasid kings of the time. And Abdul Azim al-Hassani, as a representative of three important Imams, we can say, he was going to preach Shia Islam here and there through hadiths here and there. Really, really difficult time. I mean, as a preacher of Shia Islam on that time, he passed a difficult time being sent to exile. And here and there, having not a fixed place to live or something like that. Give us some information, in fact, and give us a picture about his time of living at that time, how the Shias were passing life on that time, Sheikh.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, as you rightly mentioned, Abdul Azim al-Hassani played a very critical role in preserving and spreading the teachings of the Ahl al-Bayt, alayhim salatu wasalam, during the time of Abbasid oppression. That was really a very kind of what we can say difficult and situation for the Shia Muslims at that time. What Abdul Azim al-Hassani played in his own let's say lifetime is, first is this, that he narrated many beautiful ahadiths from the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam, by which he revived the true teachings of the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salatu was-salam, because he is a trusted narrator of the ahadith of Imam al-Jawad and Imam al-Hadi alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And that is why many authentic traditions about theology, jurisprudence, ethics, and the virtues of the Ahl al-Bayt were transmitted through Abdul Azim al-Hassani, and he is among the very trusted kind of narrators for Usul al-Kafi.
That's right.
This is the first point. And also he taught many students in Ray, in the modern Tehran. We say at that time it was called Ray.
That's right. It was the capital of the time. That's right.
And that's why I think he provided the Shia Muslims with a very beautiful environment in Ray, because in Baghdad at that time, the situation was so much tense and intensified and difficult for the Shia Muslims. But in Ray, he actually produced a kind of opportunities for the Shia Muslims by teaching these students.
So many of the companions of the Imams, because of the attacks of the Abbasids, fled to the Persia, and that time resided in different parts of the Persia. So these Imamzadas, or the descendants of the holy Imams, now this we could find, we can say, are from that time. That's right.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
So it was considered as an authentic muhaddith, isn't it?
Exactly, yes.
I mean, understanding and recognizing the presence of three imams, Shaykh, and then we can say narrating a hadith from them. He must be considered among the authentic ones.
Yes, exactly. There's no doubt about that. He was one of the authentic narrators of the infallible imams. And we have the Shaykh al-Saduq, one of the prominent Shia scholars. He have the collection hadith corpus, actually, of him, entitled Jamu Akhbar Abdul Azim, you know, a hadith corpus, actually the collections of hadith of Abdul Azim al-Hassani. He was collected under this title. And actually we have many, we have some other books, you know, for the collections of the hadith of Abdul Azim al-Hassani. I want to say that he had a great role, and he played a great role in, you know, contribution of the hadith and the sayings of Ahlul Bayt. And actually, it is very important that we, right now, we thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have this great heritage of Ahlul Bayt.
Yes.
It was to the, actually, of the sacrifice of these great Shia scholars like Abdul Azim al-Hassani, may Allah bless his soul, that he provided us with this great heritage of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salatu wassalam.
That's right. And the Abbasids up to the time of Imam Asr had always controlled the Shia population, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, they feared them, they tortured the holy Imams, and by the same token, they represented the Sheikh, isn't it?
Yes, of course. They were. They always prosecuted the elites or the scholars and the prominent figures of Shia all over the Islamic world.
Weren't they relatives with the Imams? I mean, the Abbasids.
They were the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wasalam. If you look at the Imam al-Jawad's life, Imam al-Hadi, Imam Hassan al-Askari's life, they were just imprisoned by the Abbasids. Because of this, the Shia Muslims went somewhere outside Baghdad, outside Iraq, to find opportunities to teach the people. That is why Abdul Azim al-Hassani's rule in establishing a strong Shia center outside Baghdad in Persia at that time was really, really significant. And the other important point about this Imamzada actually is this, that he taught the people outside Baghdad the teachings of Islam very beautifully, very scholarly.
Very good.
At that time, we had many descendants of the Ahlul Bayt across the Islamic world, but they were not scholarly figures.
So his method of teaching must be interesting.
Yeah,
so what was
that's why Imam Abdulaziz Al-Hassani's teachings are really beautiful. One of them that I could mention here is that his famous encounter with a seeker of truth. A man once asked him that, how do I recognize my Imam? Mm-hmm. Abdulaziz Al-Hassani replied with these conditions. First, say that first, he must be the most knowledgeable of his time. Second, he must be the most pious and brave. Third, he must be divinely appointed by the previous Imam. Mm-hmm. You see, these three conditions that are explained by Imam Zada Abdulaziz Al-Hassani to this person, it very deeply and comprehensively teaches the people to recognize their Imam of the time. See, he says that he must be the most knowledgeable of the time. Of course, we are 100% sure that the Khulafa of Abbasids, they were not the most knowledgeable people of their time. And he mentions that he must be the most pious and brave. We know absolutely that those so-called caliphs were not such figures. And he says that the Imam should be divinely appointed, not by the people, not by the mass. By the followers of the Imam. Rather, he must be appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and actually introducing by the previous Imam.
That's right.
You see, these conditions that we look, it teaches all the Shia Muslims in the history that this way they should recognize their Imam by these, let's say, characteristics that Abdulaziz Al-Hassani mentioned for the Imam. We understand that only the A'immat Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wasalam, the 12 Imams, they are the most knowledgeable people.
That's right.
They are the most pious ones, and they are the only Imams who introduced by the Prophet
Very
and by
good.
The previous Imams.
Very good.
So it paves the ground for
That's
the
right.
true teachings of Islam to be spreaded all over the Islamic world by Abdulaziz Al-Hassani.
And the lesson that we can take from the figures like Abdulaziz Al-Hassani is the method of preaching depending on its own time, Shaykh Nur Muhammad. I mean, Abdulaziz Al-Hassani might be considered as one of the important preachers or muballighin of the Shia Islam. And his strategy, his techniques and tactics of preaching Shia Islam as a representative of the Imam has so many lessons for the modern day even preachers.
Exactly. One of his method is dialogue.
Uh-huh.
You know,
good.
It is very important to have the dialogue with other faith and other belief systems.
Very good.
Why not? Actually, it's one of the honors of the Muslim is to ask, actually, to have this kind of challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this kind of invitation to other faith and belief to make some kind of dialogue, to talk together in order to come to the clear, conclusion. I think it's one of the best way to come to the maybe common understanding.
All right.
To have the kind of, to make a kind of dialogue.
That's right.
And to talk together about our differences, our, mm-hmm. Common points. I think it can solve many problems.
Very good. That's
yeah.
right. Thank you very much. We hope that we can find a chance of paying a visit to the tomb of Hazrat Abdulaziz Al-Hassani in the Raid city in Iran, inshallah. And thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Muhammad and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration on his life account. That's very kind of you. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, please visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted, 'cause I know that one day suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.